யைமம் பரமம் குஹ்யம் ஸ்ராவயேத் பிரம்ம சம்சதி. யா ஹூவர் ஹிபி ஹூ இமம் பரமம் குஹ்யம், திஸ் சுப்ரீம் சீக்ரெட், தட் இட் இஸ் நாட் த வேர்ல்ட் ஆஃப் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் ஆர் த சென்ஸ் ஆர்கன்ஸ், பட் தட் விச் இஸ் பியாண்ட், விச் இஸ் டைம்லெஸ். திஸ் கிரேட் சீக்ரெட் ஸ்ராவயேத், மேக் அதர்ஸ் லிசன் டு. பிரம்ம சம்சதி இன் ஏ க்ரௌட் ஆஃப் பிரம்மிக் பீப்புள், மீனிங் சாத்விக் பீப்புள். So a teacher who is able to quieten the mind of the student relatively, and to them when he is expounding this story, prayata shraddhakal shathakal uva prayataha, with devotion, the teacher and the taught both must have devotion to truth. Shardhakaleva, or not necessarily in a lecture theater. Shardhakala is the time when the family is going through the rituals of offerings to the dead. An individual, when he is died in the house, your dear and your relative, father, mother, there is 10 days, the first 10 days you have to do some rituals, invoking in your mind suggestions for the dead mind and intellect, the dead man's mind and intellect, which must be roaming about there in thought bundle, giving in suggestions that move away and proceed in your path of evolution. No doubt, oh mind, you as my father, you have got attachment with your children and the property. But these were all only playthings. You came into this world, the mind and intellect came into a physical body, and you lived in this physical body 60 or 70 years, identifying with these objects. Therefore, you have got a vasana or a habit. You go into attachment. Therefore, you are getting yourself mentally tied down to this. You came here to harvest experiences. Move on. Thus, there are moments when, there are some rituals generally encouraged in Hindu community soon after the death. I think Christians also have got it. Morning time, certain special rituals, but it is not very popular. A black band on your hand is all that is a symbol of this. It's mainly meant for others to see. It's not necessary. In Islam, it is only at the time of burial, prayers are there. Afterwards, a feast. Why? One soul has reached Allah. There is no doubt about it. But that moment, the whole community comes, relations, relatives, even others, to pray together. And in that communal prayer, lifts him up. Gives him a push, rather, in the right direction. Thereafterwards, wonderful feasting. Death is not something to be wept. He has gone back to the Lord. In Hinduism, we recognize a series of births for the little individual to wake up from this delusion. That is, Islam recognizes that everybody is first class, first student. When they go for the exam, they pass. One attempt. But Hinduism recognizes that every one of us is third rate student. We expect you to fail many times But we give you another chance, another chance. With the hope that you one day will score. Minimum, of course, we are not thinking of A plus and all that. C plus. That is all we are expecting. That way. But that is all different approaches to the problem, pessimistic or optimistic. There is no distinction. So at that time to give it out, because even the most richest people with all pleasures around, when one who is dear and near suddenly dies, even the stupidest, hardest intellect start thinking, where did my father go? His father also died. So many people died. One day. Have to. Where will I go? What is it all about? This ordinarily we have no time to think. But when somebody dear and near in our house are dead, at that time, a little vairagya, your desires and passions and lusts of the world, it is little control. At least you are available to think in that direction. At that psychologically correct moment, if you talk about this story of Nachiketas, probably through that hard shell of his, what is that? Of his concrete skull, some idea may seep. Ordinarily, it is foolproof. Leak-proof. Coating is given on the top, so that any idea you may give it, nothing goes inside, everything bumps backward. The best of ideas, beautifully described, and when it hits the head, like a ping pong ball, it runs out. Something happens. But at such moments, the mind is smothered by the event and it becomes a little receptive, perhaps. Therefore, that is the time when Kathopanishad is generally read. You may say that Swamiji, at that time they are so unhappy and everybody is weeping, and at that time you are reading Upanishad. Yes. That time, every day, Katha Upanishad is read, thereby, and the dear and near ones, son, brothers, they are all must, it is a must, listen. Why? The rishis made it as a social custom so that probably even the grossest essentialist at such moments in an atmosphere of that bereavement, the mind is a little soft. Maybe some idea may go into him. No chance, but we are taking the risk. See? Acha, now, it is not only your father. The father died. Thereafterwards, mother accompanies father. And thereafterwards, a brother. Afterwards, now in your lifetime, 4 or 5 times minimum in a family, you have to listen to it. All the time, you are getting the hammer of the outer world. You are living sensual life. You are not spiritual, admit it. But you are getting cracked by the world outside. So the world outside is trying to crack the cement and concrete. You understand? And we are pouring it, hoping it may go. Shraddhakaleva sada tadanandhyaya kalpade tadanandhyaya kalpade iti. Indeed, it contributes kalpyateti. It contributes towards immortality. Immortality meaning? Mortality, this immortality, that state, it contributes to the individual's waking up therein. He has not started, mind you. But it becomes the initial, aksharabhyas, beginning, alphabets. Einstein also must have had a time when his mummy was despairing because to teach him numbers. 1, 2, 3, 4, baby, repeat. When? 3, 6, 9. Even Einstein meter. Again, mummy says, you are a useless fellow, you are really the son of your father. Repeat. Number 1, number 2, number 3. But he is to become the greatest mathematician in the world. But in the beginning, he has to start. 1, 2, 3. Similarly, ultimately the man may explode into that experience, but you have to start. And if you say that, come on, listen, spirituality, I am a yoga teacher. Darling, honey, sit down, I'll teach you yoga. Darling, honey says, you know, why did I marry this woman? To escape this yoga teacher. You understand? Don't try. At certain moments, when they are hit by the world of situations outside and they are cowed down, at that time, give 1 teaspoon of it. Measured quantity. Never mind, Lord is great, everything will be all right. I am sure about it. You may worry, I don't mind, but I refuse to worry because Lord is great. It's good. Then right enough, next day morning after a good sleep of 8 hours, when he gets up full of energy and vitality and ready to face the world. Yesterday's despair, everything gone. Didn't I tell you? Lord is great. What a Lord. But while he is driving to the office, maybe there is a Lord. Because at the right time, when he was despairing, he was given. So next time an equal despair comes, he starts thinking, my wife said that there is a Lord, maybe. Because she knows many, many, many things which I don't know. you understand? Slowly, slowly. Thus, many lives you and I must have lived in this world. Slowly it is soaked into that. Now when we hear that there is a great enchantment, we are able to lift the mind. There are millions behind each one of you who will not grasp it, you will not understand it, who cannot stand this. What are you talking about? To them, it is a repellent. What is that? Vedat? Like DDT to mosquitoes. They are run. And you can't blame them. My son is like that. Understand that the son is only that less evolved one has been given to you by the kindly God. Because Lord knew that he had so much of confidence in you. A less evolved son has come to me. I will try to help you. But as a nurse, so what? It is not, nobody can give it to another, I tell you. Even if you give it, they will misunderstand, abuse, what can we do? Because each one accepts it with his mind and intellect. His mind and intellect is controlled by his vasanas. And therefore, even though you may explain it to him, he understands, oh, I see. So, Swamiji, that Brahman cannot be understood. It is a Brahman. And I am, is it? Oh, understood. He misunderstands, abuses, and gets himself into tragedy. Nobody can help. Therefore, Lord alone is a guide. These are all nimitta matra. An instrument. Tadanandhyaya kalpataiti. Thereby, it becomes, fit for or prepares you to that experience the higher.